overhauled version of the popular file swapping service Kazaa was unleashed on Monday on the internet, with features sure to make record and movie studio executives' blood boil. The new software shows clear ambitions on the part of Kazaa parent company Sharman Networks to spread beyond its file swapping origins, while expanding the utility of basic file trading functions. Sharman's management, which still faces lawsuits by the big record labels and movie studios, had little to say beyond the new feature's ability to make file swapping easier. Like other file swapping companies, Sharman is seeking a way to turn the actions of its millions of users into a steady cash stream. The Kazaa application has been downloaded more than 120 million times in the past year, making it one of the most popular pieces of software in the net's history, even accounting for the multiple times many people have downloaded the program. The company is turning to partnerships with commerce companies as it looks for revenue and is blazing new ground by adding a program of paid search results, similar to the web search company Overture Services. Working with loosely affiliated company AltNet, companies buy keywords inside the Kazaa software and ensure that their products show up when search results are focused on using those keywords. In the new version of the software, several partners are highlighted, including Cornerband, a company that explicitly distributes banned music through Kazaa. Sharman has also signed a distribution deal with Tiscali, a large European broadband internet service provider that touts better peer-to-peer access as a reason to sign up for its service. The software also contains a basic web search function, allowing people to use it as a gateway to ordinary web pages as well as other people's computers. But it's the new features of the software focused on file trading that are most likely to ruffle feathers among copyright holders. Following in the footsteps of rival Streamcast Network's Morpheus software, the new Kazaa allows searches by playlist, letting groups of songs be downloaded as a single item. The company touts this as a way for people to share diverse lists of songs by different artists, while warning against trading copyrighted works. In reality, this new option provides a new, simple way to download albums all at once, instead of song by song. The new software also takes direct aim at several of the measures that record companies and movie studios have been taking to counter peer-to-peer piracy. A cottage industry of companies has sprung up that saturates file-swapping networks with false or corrupted versions of songs and videos, hoping to frustrate would-be downloaders. Kazaa's new software allows people to rate files so that corrupt or false files will quickly collect ratings poor enough to warn people away from downloading them. It also comes with a setting called Filter Bogus Music and Video Files that is set by default as active. Sharman, along with Streamcast Networks and Grokster, is scheduled to meet with record and movie studios in court on the 2nd of December. Protecting children from inappropriate material on TV and the internet has become increasingly difficult for UK parents, according to a report. Research carried out by the BBC, the Broadcasting Standards Commission and the Independent Television Commission suggested parents and carers are under increasing pressure to exercise control over what their children see. Most perceived a risk that children would be affected by images of sexual activity, violence, and bad language. This was put down to the growth in the number of TV channels, as well as the increasing popularity of the internet. But many of those questioned also said they already tried to strike a balance between control and maintaining an open, trusting relationship with their children. More than 500 parents of children aged between 5 and 16 took part in the study. It showed that parents used various informal controls to regulate their children's viewing. They include keeping an eye on what they are watching, limiting the time they are allowed to watch, random checks and discussions about program content. The survey also highlighted what parents and carers felt about external methods of protecting children from potentially harmful TV program content. Most said they relied heavily on the 9 p.m. watershed, after which adult content could be screened on British TV. Protection methods on the internet are also found too complex. However, many also said they wanted better information about program content in TV listings and on-screen announcements. The internet was shown to raise considerable uncertainties among parents. Many said media reports about sites featuring pornography and pedophilia has made them more concerned. Even when they were confident in their children's ability to regulate their own use of the internet, they still worried about accidental exposure. Despite their concerns and the availability of control mechanisms, parents said they did little to control their children's internet usage. Most control, as with television, was informal, such as placing the computer where it was visible or only allowing the parents to switch on the computer. Most parents felt that current technical tools available for controlling their children's use of the internet were too complex to install and lacked simple age categorization. In the ongoing story in Greece, the Greek government's ban on web-based computer games has been reinstated by an appeals court, meaning that two cyber cafe owners and their employees could go to prison after all. As reported in last week's main menu, a lower court decision earlier this month rejected the case against two cyber cafe owners and a member of staff, describing the law as unconstitutional. But the appeals court judge disagreed and ordered a retrial. A date has yet to be set for the new hearing. Watch this space. According to a recent report from iMation conducted by Harris Interactive, although 57% of US personal computer owners say they have lost an electronic file they thought was sufficiently saved, only 26% say they frequently back up the information on their computer. Over one half say they either sometimes back up information on their computers or they have it in mind to do but seldom actually perform the backup. Harris surveyed 597 PC owners in the United States in April 2002 for iMation. Harris found that the actual information PC owners are saving includes addresses and phone numbers, 78%, personal documents, 77%, and photographs, 74%. Even though 73% of respondents say they would be upset if they lost their saved electronic tax documents, only 44% are actually backing them up. In 2001, BroadJump determined that while internet security enhancements like virus protection at 68% and firewalls at 67% were services broadband internet users would be interested in obtaining, only 31% said they were interested in an auto data backup service. Pioneer Electronics Incorporated is warning consumers who use its popular DVD recorders to download and apply an important software repair to prevent permanent damage that could occur when recording video using new high-speed discs. Pioneer said it was extremely important that consumers apply the software repair, which it made available free on its website and by email. Without it, Pioneer indicated, its drives could freeze when using high-speed blank DVDs, allowing the laser within the unit to permanently damage an important optical lens. The problem can occur when the drives use new blank 4-speed DVD-R discs and 2-speed DVD-RW discs, the company said. Pioneer said the glitch affects its computer DVD recorders and two standalone DVD recorders. Pioneer has sold in the United States about 1 million of its computer recorders and about 10,000 standalone recorders. The affected models are the DVR7000, the PRV9000, the DVR A03, the DV103, and the DVA04 and DVR104. Pioneer also warned that some computers include drives labeled as SuperDrive with their systems, including Compaq Computer Corporation, Apple Computer Corporation, and Sony Electronics Incorporated. Communications Group THUS has developed what it claims to be a world first for Sky Interactive in the United Kingdom, a platform that enables two-way text messaging between mobiles and digital TV. The message-to-mobile service allows Sky Digital users to respond to Sky Active texts by mobile phone and for the message to be displayed on the TV screen. Currently, users can send messages from their TV to a mobile phone, but this new service is the first time a two-way TV-to-SMS service has been launched, according to THUS. Sky Active will allow users to create multiple accounts so that all members of a household can make use of the service. THUS will manage an interface that connects with Sky Interactive's enhanced WML microbrowser technology via Sky's online infrastructure. And that's News Briefs for this week.